and healthy yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
I talked about how to get a good night's sleep. And how to get a good night's sleep. I've always talked about that you need noise in the background. You need a fan going, or you could buy a machine that makes pink noise. Well, here is a research that, confirms what I've been saying. And this is from Northwestern University. And what they found, and this was published in the Journal of Frontiers of Human Neuroscience, and they found that for the importance of deep sleep, that the deep sleep actually, can occur, deep sleep can occur with pink noise that is in the background. So pink noise improves sleep. And what you want is to sync up your brain rhythms, brain waves, with a noise. Now, I say if you don't have a machine or a smart TV close, to get a good night's sleep, you need some kind of noise that's humming in the background because it emulates the sounds of your brain. And your brain, as an example, has a produces 25 watts of electricity, and that puts a ring, a hum. Well, if you can have that external, it'll give your brain, it kind of eases the brain so it doesn't have to listen to sounds outside. So if you're having total quiet in your room, and as an example, a dog barks outside, or someone locks their door and you hear the beep, or something, a noise, a door slams, the brain wakes up slightly to determine, is that noise important or not? So what they found is for deep sleep, if you can have pink noise in the background. You want pink noise. And one of the things that I have found where you can find and really get, if you have one of these smart TVs where you can put YouTube on, and you can go to YouTube, type in the search engine 528 hertz. And in that 528 hertz, you'll get a bunch of YouTube things that come up, and they'll play for 9 hours, 10 hours. And you put the TV on way very softly in the background so that you can just hear this, barely hear this little hum, and you will find that you sleep deeper and deeper. And remember that frequency, 528 hertz, is the frequency that the universe vibrates, the frequency of oxygen, and the frequency of the repair of human tissue. So it's something, again, pink noise, and there was a number of studies in Northwestern University Cognitive Neurology and Alzheimer's Disease Center. So to get a good night's sleep, if you don't have a fan overhead, buy a fan, turn it away from you, not the oscillating fans, just turn it so it puts away from you. You don't want the cold wind blowing on you, and you'll find that you get a much better sleep. So please watch that. Another article that came out, and you've been hearing a lot about vitamin D, vitamin D, and vitamin D. Well, they found that sunscreen reduces vitamin D production by 99%. And you got to be careful of sunscreen. For about two decades, I've been talking about the dangers of sunscreen exposure. And dangers of sunscreen, because it stops vitamin D. And I've been talking about that for 20 years. So the sun doesn't really give you the vitamin D that, like you think it does. One, the sunscreen stops the ultraviolet rays. But the other thing is to get the vitamin D, you have to sweat. And that sweat then has to be actually reabsorbed back into the skin, parts of that. And the sun then works with cholesterol to make vitamin D. So the best way to get your vitamin D is without having to be in the sun and getting sunburn. Remember, sunburn is very dangerous to the body. So what you want to do is take your vitamin D It's one of the ways that you can take it in a pill form easily. And you can take a minimum of 5,000 units a day. And remember, vitamin D changed. Why vitamin D is so important. Vitamin D, back in the early 1920s, when they discovered vitamin D, they were using milligrams. And for those of you that don't know the story, they found that the sunshine vitamin, the vitamin D, could do a lot and keep people healthy. So they found that if they irradiated food with ultraviolet light, one is they can increase the vitamin D as part of the food. So one of the things they did is they started irradiating all the food. And they figured out that they were putting in about 20 milligrams of vitamin D. They were even irradiating beer so that men would get their vitamin D. Well, what they found in 3 years, because of the 20 milligrams of vitamin D everybody was getting per day, that within 3 years on the East Coast, all of the hospitals started to go bankrupt. The hospitals and doctors, there was no cancer, there was no heart disease, there was nobody getting sick with dying with influenza because of the vitamin D. Well, the medical profession got together and they said, let's change how we measure vitamin D. Let's call it international units from now on, and we'll make the 20 milligrams, which is a minuscule dose of anything, and we'll call 20 milligrams a million units. Now, emotionally, if you were talking to a doctor and you said you were taking 20 milligrams of something because it's a natural compound, it's nothing. But to say you're taking a million units of vitamin D, oh my God, it sounds like you're going to kill yourself and you're going to die. And so that's what they did. A million units now became 20 milligrams, and then they lowered the maximum daily requirement to 400 units. So from a million units, which was keeping everybody out of the hospitals and nobody was getting disease, to let's lower the dose to 400 units. So that's what happened with vitamin D. So please heed what I say. Take a vitamin D, a minimum of 5,000 a day, a vitamin D3, not the regular vitamin, and then we'll go from there. Then I want to, when we come back, I'm going to talk about the lecture that we did at the Oxygen Studio. We had a great turnout, and everybody got upset because we closed the doors and there were some people that didn't hear about it. So we're going to be doing another this Tuesday at 7 o'clock, another lecture at the Oxygen Studio, Max Health Oxygen Studio, at the Home Depot Shopping Center there. And the telephone number is 600-5577. Or you can call our store and you can get information on that. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll come right back after these commercial breaks.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. Be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes catching up with you? Obesity is epidemic in the U.S., causing diabetes affecting 17 million Americans, and 65% of all diabetics die from heart disease or strokes. The EPA says 75% of all chronic disease is caused by environmental pollutants. Can we trust our government? They allow more than 5.5 trillion pounds of toxic waste in our environment every year. I'm Eliezer Ben-Joseph, traditional naturopath with over 30 years experience in the field as a healthcare practitioner. I created Prime Longevity to protect you against all these toxins. Prime Longevity is the most robust, complete longevity formula that outdoes every other product on the market. The scientific truth is there's no other longevity formula more potent than Prime Longevity. This is the most cost-effective, true health insurance you can buy. Go to www.primelongevity.com. That's primelongevity.com.
Ladies, if you have heavy periods with clotting, if you have cysts and fibroids, okay, those are signals that you really need to monitor your cancer potential. If your thyroid is low and you're having these kinds of issues, please consider a thermogram. Also, if you've never had children, if you've stopped menstruation now over 50, you know, this is the time. But actually, young girls also, we're finding that when we do young girls that have just started their menstrual cycle and their chests are full of the veins underneath, we make them start changing their diet right away. Remember, the thermogram will show you about 7 to 15 years before a mammogram. This new article from CNN Health from a University of Grenoble, and they found, are you ready for this? Cinnamon oil rubbed on the skin gets rid of cellulite. And they did I don't have the article in front of me. I just lost it. But I wanted to mention that what they did is they took a group of women. They gave one woman massages and a special cream that was developed to get rid of cellulite. And then another woman, plain essential oil extract of cinnamon, and they rubbed it on the skin, and the cellulite made the skin smooth and supple. Plus, it's going to make you smell good. I would use the cheaper cassia cinnamon. That's cassia, yeah. And doTERRA has that. Don't use the pure cinnamon for the salon. Use that for your cooking and eating. But the cassia cinnamon, and they even showed pictures. So cinnamon oil, do the cheaper cassia cinnamon oil. You rub it on. They showed the pictures of the, you know, is rubbing it on their butts and thighs and all of that. And a before and after. And you really see the skin much, much smoother. They said it actually dissolves the cellulite and smooths the skin and helps to break down fat. So, how can you go wrong?
What about using coconut oil mixed with the high-grade cinnamon that we carry?
Now, that seems like it would be good, because then the coconut oil would moisturize the skin.
And so, that does, it's anti-inflammatory and breaks down fat. So that would be a much more affordable way to go, because you could buy, you know, a pound of the coconut oil and a bag of the cinnamon for way less. You'd have to buy a lot of bottles of the essential oil.
Yes, but that's what they use. So, okay. Hey, let me tell you, for ladies that want to get rid of cellulite, how can you go wrong? What is that? Erland? I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. Is it Erland?
Eland.
Eland?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Eland. You're on.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How can I help you this morning?
Well, due to a little fall, I kind of bruised some muscles on my shoulder area.
Yeah.
And the ligaments there, and it's, you know, naturally quite painful. So I was going to ask you what you would suggest.
Well, one thing, when you have an injury, the most important thing is to let it rest in time. I mean, for an injury, it takes time. Okay, so that's number one. Now, to help with the healing process, you would take a couple things internally. One is extra vitamin C, because that's going to help with circulation and help with the bruising, that kind of thing. You want to take, and that also helps with connective tissue. I would also add bamboo silica, because that helps to build connective tissue. And then I would use serrapeptase. Serrapeptase is going to break down blood clots and scar tissue. You know, when you bruise, you get that big blue bruise, and that's going to, you know, those are blood. That's leaking blood that came out. And so to take that away, that would be serrapeptase. Now, serrapeptase you would take like first thing in the morning, last thing at night before bed, empty stomach. And then the vitamin C and the bamboo silica you take with your meals, and I think that would really help a lot. So, let's see, bamboo, silica, and vitamin sometimes we'd add, I'm trying to think in my head as I'm talking, vitamin D, because that helps the immune system, so you won't get any kind of infection or anything like that. So, but that's what I would do. And then some of those you could take continuously, like for all of us over 50, 60 years old, you need to take the bamboo silica, vitamin C, magnesium. You want to take those all the time with the vitamin D because that's going to help your bones. And, you know, the older you get, the worse your bones get. So cartilage, ligaments, tendons, that's all repaired by magnesium, vitamin D, vitamin C. So these are the things that you need. So, and whenever you take a vitamin D, you have to take a vitamin K2 that goes with it. Vitamin K2. And vitamin K2 helps to put the minerals back into the bones. And it actually helps when you do, if you take vitamin C, L-lysine, vitamin D, and the vitamin K, you will actually reverse the plaque that's in your arteries. So you can reverse heart disease. Did I get that for you, Eland?
Yes, I take 10,000 units a day of vitamin D.
That's good. And then take at least 1,000 micrograms of K2.
Okay, how much of magnesium?
Oh, you could take between, I would probably do at least 300 twice a day, something like that, 250, 300 twice a day. So you get about 600.
Okay.
And don't take magnesium oxide. Take magnesium citrate or anything other, any other kind of magnesium other than the magnesium oxide. But that magnesium oxide's good for constipation. But, if, you know, magnesium citrate, other kinds of magnesium are better for bones and things like that, and blood pressure. It also helps blood pressure, magnesium.
Do you recommend a heat pads, too?
Well, if you have one, I would do a far infrared heating pad, no question about it. That could really make a difference.
I have a medical grade type of heating pad. It's
that would be, yes.
It produces negative ions and infrared.
Oh, well, then you're talking. That's going to increase the circulation. It's going to also get rid of that bruising very quickly. It will increase the, you will get what's called fibroblast tissues that come into that, and that helps to repair. Those are the tissue cells that repair what you tore. Okay, so, yeah, use the heating pad. You could use that. You could sit there. If you're at home and doing nothing and you're watching TV, just put it on. You could do that for a couple of hours. It's not going to hurt.
Okay,
just don't burn yourself.
Right. Do you think I should take anything for detox? Because there's a lot of toxin build up.
If you take the serapeptase, the vitamin D, magnesium, vitamin C, you're going to detox. And you're going to be doing that heating pad. That's gonna be fine. You don't have to worry about, like, a detox.
And that machine, Rife, I got that also. Do you think I should continue with that?
Yeah, that's going to help because that helps with any kind of viral or any kind of inflammatory infection. So that would be very good to continue. So if you're on that, I take that all the time. I personally use that as a daily supplement. I drink a couple of ounces. You know, my wife makes me drink it because when I forget, she brings it in. Here, drink this. Oh, the Rife machine. I thought you said the Life. Okay, a Rife machine would be very good because that's going to put frequency directly into the tissue. So if you have one, I would find one for muscle repair or tissue repair and the frequency for that.
Okay.
All right, Eileen, thank you very much. Hey, man, I appreciate it. There's our music, so I'm over. Let's go take our break. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Call 915-833-0222 or come by Health Naturally at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas for more information. Remember, call 915-833-0222 for more information.
Listen, I'm an old hippie from Los Angeles. Everybody knows that. You know, listen, we were drug, sex, rock and roll, peace, love, and flowers, and Joni Mitchell, and, you know, the 60s. I was born and raised in Los Angeles. So what did we do? Everything. Anyway, there was a great article that came out from the Journal of Translational Psychiatry, okay, from the University of Basel. Anyway, they did new research. Are you ready for this, us old hippies? Okay, all you old hippies out there, here's what I'm saying. LSD could prove beneficial for positive therapeutic effect in counseling. So scientists at university have shown that LSD reduces activity in the region of the brain related to the handling of negative emotions like fear. The results, published in the scientific journal Translational Psychiatry, could affect the treatment of mental illness such as depression, anxiety, fear disorders. Anyway, they found that hallucinogens, specifically LSD, can help with death and dying counseling, anxiety counseling, depression, all kinds of mental disorders. So anyway, that's us old hippies. We weren't doing it for counseling. We were just taking drugs, you know. Hey, what can I tell you? we were going to change the world. You know, we were peace, love, flowers, and Joni Mitchell. Hand flowers to the policeman at Griffith Park. Well, let me tell you, we didn't change the world. It's still a pretty crap place. More people dying and death, and all my hippie friends have probably grown up and now taken over insurance companies and banks and causing all the stress in the world. What happened to you guys, you hippies? What happened? So anyway, LSD could prove very beneficial when it comes to counseling. So I had to bring that up because there's like, what are you going to do? Hey, man, that was our old days. Don't do that anymore, but what am I going to tell you? Okay, let's see. Who's on line six? Somebody was on line six. Trish may have to hang up, but she's going to stay on as long. Oh, let me take Trish. Trish, right away, line two. Trish is one of my favorites, and talk about essential oils. Hey, Trish, what'd you think of that article on cinnamon and cellulite?
Yeah, that's fabulous because, you know, like, and you were saying it was the essential oil that they used.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
That's what I thought, you know. And I was going to say
and
one
again,
thing.
I would
thinking,
use...
Oh, you know, mix it with fractionated coconut oil because cinnamon's up kind of a hot oil, you know. So it's not one that you'd want to rub on me. Maybe I'm wrong. You can try it. You know what I mean? It's like, but be careful.
It is hot.
But then Sandy mentioned a similar thing. But I wanted to say that Slim and Sassy, which is a doTERRA, like, you know, branded blend, has cinnamon in it.
Oh, well, that's why. That's probably why they put it in.
Right, exactly. Because, you know, I think there's about five oils in it. And I remember Dr. Hill, when he was here in El Paso, he's one of the owners of the doTERRA company and originators, founders of it. And when he was here in El Paso, you had brought him in, and he talked about how, you know, he talked about many things, but one of them was Slim and Sassy, and he talked about all of the five, you know, essential oils that are in there and why they work to break down, you know, fat in the body. And,
synergistically.
You know,
yeah, they probably work synergistically like that and design that program. But and I would think that they're using the less expensive cassia cinnamon because that's what they used in the test instead of the Ceylon. Ceylon cinnamon is just too good. That's for food. And I think you're correct. Instead of the straight cinnamon, and the Slim and Sassy. And have you seen there's a infomercial on TV? I see it Sunday morning sometimes when you're changing channels, where they put this cream on your skin and then they put this like little girdle over for 15, 20 minutes. You wear it for 20 minutes and it shows that the heat comes up and you get rid of all of this fat around your belly. Well, I bet you our Slim and Sassy would do the exact same thing because of the cinnamon oil and help get rid of cellulite.
I think that I remember Vince and Al Garcia, especially Vince, telling us that he was doing that, and he recommended that we, you know, go grab, like, you know, just at any of the, you know, just any regular store, like a Walmart or a fitness store, you know, like physical fitness store, they have those wraps. And he said to, you know, get those wraps, and then maybe to protect the wrap, you might put maybe a thin
piece of plastic
underneath
or something.
Yeah. Or maybe if you're doing it on your stomach, you put a T-shirt that you don't mind, you know, using, and then you wrap that. It doesn't have to be super tight. It's just to hold the heat in.
Right, right. Just tight enough to give it a little tension around the, and it'll help. It's really... I saw Vince, and he, like, got, what did he lose, 100 pounds or something in a year, less than a year?
Yeah, I think he lost 150 pounds and kept it off, most importantly, right, is that he didn't gain it back whenever, you know, so, but I know that, you know, I'm laughing because I should do this. I don't know why I haven't ever done it myself, but, you know, like, you know, he was saying that, or I mean, I know different people in doTERRA around, you know, around the country, and they actually like do little Slim and Sassy rap parties.
Oh, wow. Or even a thing, who loses the most weight or inches in six, in 1 month or something like that.
Right. And this was like, this was with inches because, you know, they might just do it at somebody's house for fun or whatever. Obviously, you can do it at home by yourself. But anyway, they would measure their, whatever, their, you know, upper arms or their size or whatever it was, and then they would measure them after. Some people saw the result literally after that half hour or whatever they waited, you know, before.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I saw that,
you don't
that
really
commercial
have to
wash
it off. It just is absorbed in. So, but they also, some people found that they could not, when they measured that day, they didn't see a change. But one day later,
they did
measure and they'd see it. So some people would, they'd see it right away. So I've been always wanting to do it, but I always want to, like, take notes, write it down. So I've always not done it, and people could laugh, and you see me. I look like I need a little Slim and Sassy. Rub it on somewhere, you know? But anyway, so, like, we should go ahead and give that a try.
Oh, yeah. Listen, ladies, to get rid of cellulite, to help with weight loss, aside from your nutrition that you're doing and you're taking VitaPack and you're eating healthy, these new external little helpers, I guess they're just helpers, Slim and Sassy, I mean, that is going to be something that helps get rid of cellulite and help you lose weight.
Right, right, because Slim and Sassy has grapefruit, lemon, peppermint, ginger, and cinnamon. So, like you said, synergistically. And then, if I may, one more thing. If like people are interested in this, maybe they could call over to the store and get either Julie's phone number or Mary's. I can give Mary's, but I don't have Julie's memorized. But Mary and Julie, and all of us, but they're spearheading it, are giving a number of, you know, talks and events before July 4th, because with people who have been in combat, of course, dogs and pets too, but people who have been in combat, if they're really suffering right now, you know, if
PTSD.
They're fine, they're fine. But if they're suffering, the fireworks can really put them into a pretty nasty, you know.
Oh, yes, yes. Almost like a memory state.
Exactly. You know, and I mean, Mary's and was talking, we were in a meeting last night, and she was talking about, you know, how important it is to remember that even if you are not a military family, it's important for us all to understand this problem because, you know, as she said, we share the roads, we share the grocery stores with people like, you know, who are suffering. And so it's important to realize because, you know, to you, you don't think of anything about being on the highway. But if you're someone that's just come back after tour.
Oh, yeah, and you hear those noises, that can really trigger memories.
You know, a moving car is scary. I'm not saying we're supposed to not use cars. I'm just saying that be aware that there are people there. But I know Mary's phone number is here in the area. So it's like if you're out of the area, our area code is 915. Mary is 581-2311. And I'll repeat that if you're grabbing a pencil, but she is, you know, learning, you know, we're just all learning together with doTERRA. That's what we love so much. And not just doTERRA, everything you teach us, Sir Ben Joseph, you know? And we always remind people, this is where we learned about the oils, is the, you brought the brothers in, you know, who had learned about it a tiny bit before you, the doTERRA oils.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, so those people are out there, and we're all learning, and, you know, there's millions of us now around the world, right? I mean, if you become a wellness advocate in doTERRA today, your number's in the 4 millions, or maybe close to 5 million probably soon. And so, you know, I mean, there's a lot of us out there, so I'm sure you can find someone to help you.
What's Mary's phone number again?
It's area code 915-581 2311.
And she's going to be doing classes or private or help for people with PTSD?
Sure, she'll have you come talk with me. She's the one that's learning more right now. So,
yeah.
You know, so you can chat with her or learn about her events. And we also have, she keeps, there is a web page on, it's on Facebook that's called El Paso Area Wellness Advocates. So, and any events that are going on will be listed there. But if you want to contact her personally, you know, you don't want to go to an event, but you want to talk to her, In private, you know, please go ahead and give her a call. And then I was, you know, thinking this when I first called, but when you were talking about pink noise, I was laughing so hard because I sleep in these, like, soft little pink bathrobes, laughing so hard. And then I said, oh, well, I wear pink bathrobes. And I was,
Sandy wears pink sunglasses.
Joke, you know, it was a joke. And then Sandy called in about her pink sunglasses. I laughed so hard.
I love it.
And then will you give the address of your Max...
Yes, I don't know the actual number. Oh, wait, I think, did I write it down here? I mean, but it's right there in the a Walmart, Mesa, Home Depot shopping center, and it's right on the side of Pep Boys. So anybody that knows where Home Depot, Walmart, Pep Boys is on the west side at the Mesa off-ramp, that's where we're in, and it's called Max Health, and we're going to be doing another lecture, and we're going to probably do a series, and also we did a really top special. We gave out a really good special for people that night, and I'm not going to say it again, but we'll probably do some kind of special again for those people that show up.
Well, I'm planning to see you. I wasn't able to listen last week. We did the downtown farmers and artists market. We were down there talking how to use essential oils on your pets.
Oh, wow. That's very good.
Way early down there, and I, you know, was talking to people. I couldn't listen, so I missed that. So I'll plan to see you this
tonight. Oh, here it is, 7455 North Mesa. He just wrote it on my computer. Thank you, Adon. 7455 North Mesa. But it's really right there facing Home Depot. And it was really good. We had 30 people that showed up, and we had to close the doors. And we closed them at 7 o'clock and went to what we're going to do. We're going to stay on time. We gave a half-hour talk on oxygen. Then we took questions, and then people were out at 8 o'clock. So it's only an hour. There you go. Are you still there?
I am.
Okay. So I'd like to see you there. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. See you soon. Thanks
all right
for everything.
Bye-bye. Okay. Excellent call. And let me go to line 6. I know that... Irma, you have to, I see Irma Tovar, but let me take the line 6 line because that's the long distance line. We only have a minute. Let's see if we can get you in, Lourda.
Yes.
Can
yes,
you hold
sir.
On? Do you want to, since you're not going to get enough time, can I put you on hold and you'll hold through the news and then I'll take you first when we come back?
That'll be fine, sir. Thank you.
Yes. Let me put you on hold.
Welcome back to Natural Solutions Radio, where you can health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. Brought to you by Health Naturally, here's your host, Sir Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio, a health club for your mind and soul. It is the place where you lighten up and health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. Call in, participate in the show. It's your life we talk about and your right to do so. And you can listen live on the web a bunch of places, naturalsolutionsradio.com. And nobody realized this is from El Paso. Can you believe this? I'm in El Paso. This is not from Los Angeles, New York. It's not from Dallas. Even though I'm that great, we know that. I'm here in just lowly El Paso. Love El Paso, by the way. So anyway, we want to go thank you to our sponsors. And also, please help us with our charities. Please drop off a bag of beans, a bag of rice for the kids in Juarez. Irma Tovar, Hands of Love and Hope. She feeds those kids over there. Drop off a bag of beans, a bag of rice, sugar, salt, whatever, oil, clothes, toys. We need it. And please, if you are a victim of family violence, please call the 24-hour Center on Family Violence, a 24-hour crisis hotline, 593-7300, 593-7300. Just before I go back to the phones, you heard me talk about this once before, actually a number of times. Anyway, there's a new study again. This is coming out, and it says that young girls... More and more early breast development in girls as young as 7 years old. 16% of U.S. girls are experiencing breast development by the age of 7. And 30% of all girls by age of 8. And they're finding that the hormone disruption from all of the hormones that people are consuming in pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and all of the growth hormones in the meat, fish, chicken, in the cows, pork, lamb, chickens, turkey, all have growth hormones. And because of that, young girls are, they call it precocious puberty. And it's early menstruation. They're starting, some women are young girls are starting their menstruation at 8, 9, and 10 years old. That is very bad. You want to start your menstruation at 12, 13, 14 years old. It's going to increase the risk dramatically of cancer and breast cancer. And the last study out there was in 2010, Public Health Nutrition, and they followed 3,000 girls. So now another study came out, now that the age is even going down lower. The age is now 7 years old that young girls are starting to develop breasts. So this is bad news. Anyway, let's go back to the phone. Let me see who I was talking with on the phones over here. Who was I talking with? Oh, yes, it was line six, Lourdes. Lourdes, are you still there? Let me hit line six. Good morning. Are you still there, Lourdes?
Good morning to you.
Yes. Okay. We're back. Thank you so much. Can you believe that? Young girls at 7 years old starting periods and hips? And they did a study in the Philippines where they allow a lot more toxic material in their chicken and meat. And they're starting their menstruation at 7 and 8 years old. And that's really crazy. I mean, you ask anyone, how old are you, may I ask?
I'm 69.
let's just, as an example, go back when you were young. Do you remember when you started your menstruation? It had to have been, what, 11, 12, 13, 14 years old?
13, I think.
Yeah, and that's the appropriate age you're supposed to start at, 13. Now they're starting at 7, 8, and 9 years old. That's like right. And again, it's the pesticides.
News Radio 690 KTS.
Herbicides, pesticides, fungicides that are in all of the foods, and the hormones that are being injected, bovine growth hormone in milk and in the cows and lamb and pork, and I think it's terrible. Anyway, how can I help you, Lourdes? How can I help you? And it's not Lourdes with an S. It's Lourdes.
Yeah, A. Uh-huh. Lourdes with an A at the
end.
Yeah,
that's unique. Okay, how can I help you?
I'm wanting to know, my sister takes a mix of Humalog and Lantus.
Yes, that's for diabetes.
Uses a Quick 10.
Yes, those are, for people that don't know, that's a fast and slow-acting insulins. And,
right, insulin.
And they're for people with diabetes, and they inject
right.
that. Yes.
And she doesn't have diabetes.
She doesn't have diabetes? Wait, she doesn't have diabetes?
Yes, she does.
Oh, yes, that's what I'm saying. You would not inject mm-hmm. that unless you have diabetes.
Yeah. Well, of course not.
Yeah.
But she does that AM and PM, and never feels good. Has a lack of energy. Has a light stomach cramping, and just feels lousy all the time. Wants to know what can you take naturally that would help with that? You know,
oh yes! Oh my gosh! Cinnamon. Cinnamon,
okay.
Cinnamon, cinnamon, cinnamon. So here's what she does. She takes a quarter teaspoon to a half a teaspoon of true cinnamon, and we have it by the pound at our store. We're the only ones that I think that carry true cinnamon in El Paso. Everybody else carries cassia cinnamon, which you can't take in high doses. It has a chemical called curcumin, and you do not want to take that in high doses, where true cinnamon does not have that chemical at all. So
okay.
You want to take a quarter to a half a teaspoon of the cinnamon in a glass of water, warm, room temperature, because you're going to take this with your meals, and one or two teaspoons of apple cider vinegar. And you put that in the water and you stir it up. It doesn't stir very well, so you got to put it and shake it or stir it or something. And you drink that with your meal. Okay, you can also take your supplements with that water and you eat healthy. Now, again, I didn't even mention changing your diet, but taking that cinnamon, the true cinnamon with the apple cider vinegar, and we have both of them, you will reverse your diabetes. You will start to control your blood sugars. Now, you can add to that, if you want, I would use two supplement blends, one from Nature Sunshine called PBS, Pancreas Blood Sugar. And then the other one is from EcoPure, and it's called Cinnamon 6. And I would take two of those with each meal with that cinnamon and the apple cider vinegar. And if she does that, you can rest assured she's going to have to start lowering her insulin dramatically, very quickly. She's going to have to monitor her sugars because she's going to have to lower the amount of insulin she's taking.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Also, I have she also takes metformin.
Yes, that's not a bad drug. There's some benefits to that. It actually helps prevent liver cancer. So it's one of those few drugs that we say, okay, some people don't like it. There's been some new research, but, you know, it's one of those ones. It's better than if you could take the oral, it's better than taking insulin shots, that's for sure. But if
she takes a pill
twice a day,
500 milligrams.
Yeah, that's the metformin. And if she does this, what I'm telling you, she could get off the insulin and just be on oral meds, and that's all.
Well, that'd be great. That'd be great.
It is.
Another thing, neuropathy. What can you do for that?
Okay, the neuropathy, there's a couple of ways. One is she can go to someone that does lipoic acid drips. There's a Dr. Bert Berkson in Las Cruces. He does the drips of lipoic acid. I've probably had about 15 of those. That helps to – lipoic acid is a vitamin. You can take it internally. That helps with neuropathy. The most important thing that probably – if she has neuropathy in her feet is to put a magnet in a pair of shoes or put magnets in a pair of socks. And last week we were talking with someone with carpal tunnel syndrome, and I forgot, because the magnet bracelets will help with carpal tunnel syndrome. So that could really be beneficial. So alpha lipoic acid is for nerves. There's, you know, B complexes for your nerves. They are really important. Magnesium is very important for nerves. So make sure she's taking her vitamin D, make sure she's on her iodine for thyroid, make sure she's taking the vitamin K2 with vitamin D. Anybody taking vitamin D has to take K2 with that, and that'll really make a big difference. And she could lower that. You'll be amazed. She will be able to get rid of her insulin. If she has type 2 diabetes, she should be able to get rid of that. And then the second thing would be adding exercise. If she added the oxygen exercise, we now are finding that the oxygen exercise is reversing all these inflammatory diseases. And it is probably the finest anti-inflammatory known to man, oxygen. And we're seeing symptoms from Parkinson's and ALS and neuropathies all being disappeared. So if she can move, then it's very inexpensive. People can now get in. If they bring two people, three people sign up together, it's only $89 a month. And so there's nothing like it in the world. This is the first oxygen studio in the world. And if she does 15 minutes at least three times a week, she's going to reverse her diabetes and the neuropathy. So no question about it. And it's very inexpensive.
And my last question is, she lives near Albuquerque. Is there a doctor in Albuquerque that heals naturally?
Yes, there's a number of them there.
You do.
Yes, well, nobody's as good as me in the whole world. So, I mean, you know that.
Absolutely not. I'm sorry to refer.
You know, of course. I mean, other than me, okay, there can be somebody. You know, there might be some people that are, you know, close. But, of course, there's no one like me. But there's some people. Dr. Vincent Ladd is an Ayurvedic doctor in Albuquerque. But you know what to do is you go to a local Whole Foods or Sprouts or one of those health foods, and you go to the bulletin board, because there's going to be business cards of holistic doctors. That's where they're going to advertise. You know, you could just find one right there.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. We have a great staff about supplements for your specific health concerns and needs. Be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.